All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on March 10th, 2026. It was written by Christine Barakat and is titled, Three Ways to Keep Your Horse's Skin Healthy This Spring. Protect your horse's skin and keep him comfortable as the weather gets warmer with these simple measures. Number 1. Minimize insect exposure. The seasonal return of winged pests can trigger skin allergies associated with their bites. Hypersensitivity to the saliva of tiny biting midges, also called sweet itch, is one of the more severe reactions. Any horse can be affected, but Icelandic horses, Welsh ponies, and shires are most susceptible because of a genetic predisposition to the condition. The most obvious sign of the allergy is extreme itchiness, with a horse rubbing himself hairless and raw when seeking relief. Areas where the insects like to feed, the chest, midline, crest, and top of the tail, bear the brunt of the damage. Researchers are working to develop a vaccine to reduce insect bite hypersensitivity, but currently management is the only defense against it. Keeping susceptible horses inside during periods of peak insect activity, primarily dawn and dusk, helps protect them, as does outfitting them in fly-proof garments, including sheets with belly bands, boots, and masks with ear nets. Look for garments specifically made for horses with sweet itch. If the horse is kept in a stall, fine net screens over windows and doors can keep pests out. In the barn, stall fans will help because midges are generally weak flyers who cannot overcome anything beyond a slight breeze. However, if management isn't enough to prevent sweet itch, consult with your veterinarian about medications, such as topical steroids, that may help ease your horse's discomfort. Number 2. Look out for rain rot. As the weather warms, some horses become prone to the skin condition known as rain rot. Despite what you may have heard, rain rot is not caused by fungus, but is instead a bacterial infection. The causal organism, Dermatophilus congolensis, normally resides on the skin without causing trouble, but multiplies on damp, dirty, and sweaty coats. Rain rot causes tight, painful scabs to form along a horse's top line and in runoff patterns along the flanks and hindquarters. Do not pick the scabs, and be careful if you clip the coat. Both can be very painful to the horse. Instead, give your horse a few baths with a medicated antimicrobial shampoo. As his winter coat sheds and the new coat emerges, the rain rot will most likely clear up quickly. Elderly horses or those with compromised immune systems may have more trouble fighting off the infection. In those cases, your veterinarian may suggest stronger treatments or medications. Number 3. Treat scratches promptly. Standing in muddy paddocks or run-in sheds can lead to a case of scratches, chapping, and infection of the skin at the back of the fetlocks. The painful, oozing scabs form in the folds of skin and may be hidden under hair, but your horse will confirm their presence by protesting if you try to pick at the area. Treating scratches is simple. Wash the area with mild soap and dry it thoroughly, using a hairdryer if necessary. Then lather the skin with a heavy-duty emollient, such as a diaper rash cream, to act as a barrier against further moisture. Repeat this process every few days, or daily if the weather is very wet, and the affected skin will heal on its own. Giving the horse a dry place to stand during the day will help.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye Bye Insects from Spalding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.